Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Gash. Listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Gash and a track called Deadly Venom. I think it's Deadly Venom V or Deadly Venom 5. They are an offshoot band of one of the members of Ray. Was it Reagan Youth? We played the other week.
It was, yeah. Was
one of, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so this band are an offshoot of them. And thanks very much for sending that through. I don't have any of the information to hand, and as you can see, I'm pretty croaky. That is largely because I've had it hard over the last month. But we're getting back into fun and games, Punky Radio style this week, and we're not letting you down with the music. It's going to be absolutely excellent. Obviously, by me being a little bit AWOL, it's meant that some of you listeners who normally send us stuff haven't done so. So this is a plea. Can you please send your jokes and poems into paulieb@punkyradio.com? Title your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a poem, if it's a joke, or Poetry Corner if it's a poem. There you go, I got there in the end, because I've had nothing, and you've had nothing either, have you, Tony?
Absolutely nothing.
People have been on holiday, haven't they, basically?
I think so. August, isn't it? I guess. So, yeah.
And that's all you're saying about that. Right. This is another month off, doesn't mean we change. So, yeah, so I've got nothing for you, really, right now, other than I'd like to talk about the next song, if that's okay.
That's fine.
We'll be playing more Gash in the future, if it's all possible. I think they're excellent punk men. Next band up, though, are the Knee Jerk Reactions, Tony.
Okay.
And now, you've heard of Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
Certainly have.
Yeah, featuring Sir Paul Diddley.
Yep.
Well, these are one of his offshoot bands from them, the Knee Jerk Reactions. If you remember, these are... his band, but they're kind of the ones that they're the mods to Hip Bone Slim's Rockers. Do you remember all about this?
No, I know he's in lots of bands.
Basically, Hipbone Slim has got about 506 bands at the last count. These are one of them.
Okay.
However, what is their website?
KneeJerkReactions.com?
No, there's very little. I would go to SirBald.com, which is Sir Bald Diddley's website, but it's a WordPress site, I think, and I don't think he's worked out how to use it properly. So he's got a list of all the bands on, but then you can't look at any of them. If you type in Sir Bald Diddley into that there internet, you'll find out stuff about him and thus about the Knee-Jerk Reactions. Anyway, the point is, they brought out a new album on Dirty Water Records. And this is a track from it.
Okay.
What is Sir Bald Diddley's or the Knee-Jerk Reactions website? I've already asked that. I'm ill, man. It's SirBald.com.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask you about Gash. What am I doing? What is Gash's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/GashBand?
No, Facebook.com/GashOfficial. I'm going to have to remember how to make this show. Anyway. In the short term, it's probably been an internet team, Tony Nil, and this is Mover and a Shaker. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Move Around a Shaker Band, the Knee-Jerk Reactions. Yeah, I'm with my voice like this, I do not a bad Wolfman Jack impression. Joe, Wolfman Jack is.
Is it from the 80s?
The Wolfman, I think he was from before that one. He might still have been around then, but he was playing stuff on pirate US rock and roll radio in the 60s, and I think he was one of the anti-Vietnam DJs.
Right, okay.
And he talks like this, yes, Wolfman Jack, yeah. And I can't help but sound a bit like him.
Right.
With a lot of the same sentiment. You know. Have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
Good, let's do the song. Facebook, la 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 la. I'm a pathetic creature.
That would never been away. Yeah, thank you for the Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. We've had a few this week. We put up a show that's 7 years old and suddenly we get some comments.
I will have to do it more often.
So first up from Josh Murphy, who says, you guys sound so youthful and enthusiastic in this week's Blast from the Past.
Well, we were.
We were youthful and enthusiastic.
As I youthful, I was still in my 30s.
I was still in my 20s.
Were you? Oh, good God.
It was a week before my 30th.
So you still are youthful?
No. Well, thank you for the comment.
Yeah, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it, actually. Sometimes it's nice just to hear an old show, isn't it, to see how far we've fallen.
It was a very different show.
Yeah.
And we were both living together at the time. It was all sorts of different. It was then, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hence why we were so drunk.
Oh, were we? Right, okay, yeah.
And Fatboy's been in touch saying, I blame Keaton for the amount of dry bubbing references Tony Hearn used in this one. I recall Patelvis and his lesbian relationship failure at this one too. Yeah, John was Fatboy.
Was absolutely brilliant. Patelvis was just different class. Do you remember it?
I bet, yeah, short guy. Yeah.
He goes, look, I've told you before, Patelvis, I don't want to sleep with you. I'm a lesbian. No, you're fucking not. It was just absolutely appalling pulling. The poor woman. Anyway, it was very entertaining.
It was a good night.
It was a good night, wasn't it?
It was.
We ended up in an 80s place that night, didn't we?
Yeah. In Wakefield.
Yeah, Flares in Wakefield. Was it Flares?
Something like that.
Something dreadful.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it last week.
And Phil Powell's been in touch.
Again, hello, Phil.
Just saying, just listen to the 20th of August show, which is actually an old show. Never heard Tony talk so much. Was he drunk?
Yes.
Yes, we were living together drinking lots of red wine. And it was that kind of time.
I'm going to have to listen to it again, though.
I don't know how drunk we were. We were certainly very enthusiastic. And I would blame drink. Because we didn't have to go anywhere, because we were in my house living together.
Yeah.
So we would have just been drinking.
That sounds like Eric and Ernie in the pyjamas when he was passing a pipe, isn't it? We were in separate rooms.
Yes. There you go.
All right.
That is it for Facebook.
Well, in that case, Tony, let's sing the song again. Facebook, Facebook, la 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 la.
Facebook, Facebook, la 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 la.
It's a new low.
It is.
Let's try and make things good again. With the Swampies, Tony. I absolutely love the Swampies. That album that came out last year, I'm still absolutely loving it. This is the last track on it. This is Kruger. listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Swampies from their album Last One Before Snuffing Out on a track called Kruger. One of the most interesting psychobilly bands there are. Technically brilliant. The way they put the songs together is really interesting. You never know what's coming next. And they're just pure psychobilly as well. They just don't muck about. Great live band as well. Absolutely great. What is the Swampies website?
TheSwampies.com.
It is.
Oh.
And I didn't even try and throw you a red herring by saying they were Flemish.
No.
Well, I don't know if they're Flemish, but from Belgium anyway.
Right, okay.
And yeah, it's TheSwampies.com. SWAMPYS. TheSwampies.com. Paulie being set 2, Tony 1. Did you do anything last week?
I levelled my hall floor and I laid 22 tiles in
a
day.
How long did it take you to lay 22 tiles down?
A day.
Right, yeah. In man hours.
Probably 3 to 4, I think.
3 to 4 hours. So you're on five tiles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine you'd be putting in some pretty big quotes if someone wanted you to do their kitchen. You go,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's going to take a year and a half.
Yeah. It's going to look awesome, though.
Well, I hope so. I nearly swore then, Tony, but I would hope so. Because if you spend all that time on it and then everyone shows up and goes, who tiled these? A four-year-old? I think you'd break.
I would.
I think you'd break.
Yeah.
I've been busy.
Yes. So what have you been doing this past week then?
Well, 3.5 weeks in Edinburgh, and then I thought I'd have 10 hours at home, and then I'd go to Budapest. So I've been in Budapest for the last 2.5 days, got back today. Did a really, really good gig there last night, a place called the Brody House Studios, which is a private members club. And by doing the gig, you get a year's international membership of the club. And they're affiliated with other private members clubs around the world, including one in Mayfair.
Ooh.
So I can now, for the next year, go and hang about at this private members club in Mayfair. Sounds good?
It does.
Yeah, well, I can't go, can I? I won't be able to afford a drink.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They didn't really think that. All these people, these things are rich. I'd have to go down there and sneak in my own gin or something. It'd be awful. So, but it was fun. But I made a little mistake, Tony.
Okay.
I fell in with a couple of expats last night after the gig. The gig wrapped up about 11. The other acts went to bed about 1 a.m. And I found an all-night bar.
Right.
So I went to bed at quarter... I was still drinking at 6:45 this morning. Had 2 hours kip and then I had to get a plane. It was... Oh, dear. How can you turn it down, Tony? Red wine at this all-night bar was, guess how much a glass?
A euro?
40p.
40p.
40p for a glass of red wine. The Palinka, the local hooch, local moonshine, that was about £1. I wasn't having that. I let other people buy that. Every time it was someone else's round, I went, Palinka. And every time it was mine, I went, red wine. Beer was 50p. It was just fantastic. It was just
nice.
The best ever bar. And there are some photos of what we got up to. I put one up on Facebook yesterday. We started drawing willies on the blackboard. Did you do that when you're middle-aged? I found. Anyway, great journey out. And my bag was fine on the way out with Wizz Air, but on the way back, Wizz Air decreed my bag was too big.
Oh, really? So they changed as well on the way in and out?
They charged me 45. Yeah, it got there all right.
Oh,
no worries. On the way back, apparently. And I said, it got here all right. And they said, well, do you want to charge us 90? I went, no, 45's fine. Yeah, bastards. So yeah, what a terrible end to the trip that was. Anyway, it was fun. And I hope to go back there soon. Tony, I've never left Budapest up. This is my fourth trip there. And every time I've been, I've ended up it costing me money to go there.
Right.
Despite how cheap it is, something bad always happens. And it ended up costing me again because of that and a few other things as well, you know. There's a couple of things I wasn't expecting, a couple of little expenses I didn't expect to have, Tony, and I ended up, yeah, down on the trip. But it was good fun, and as you can see, I've come back feeling really healthy. Yeah. It was a lovely relax. I had a lie-in day before yesterday. Anyway, no one wants to hear about my lie-ins. Let's get on with the next two tracks, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah, two tracks in a row now, very, very different from each other. Thanks very much to Rebel Flesh, a punk band from Texas, for getting in touch with me via paulieb@punkyradio.com and saying I was wondering whether you'd like to play any of our new songs on your show. And I said I absolutely would. So we're going to play one right now and we're going to play more later on. But they sent me 17 individual files. And they're taking a while to download one after the other. So my apologies if I've sort of picked a track at random, but I like them all.
Okay,
so it's
cool.
All right. Anyway, Tony, stay tuned for Heavy Ball. I've got some revelations about them from when we played them about a month ago. They'll be on next. What is Rebel Flesh's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Rebel Flesh.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B on the internet too, and Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Dance it deadly.
I'm out fucking on this last night until I won't back again. It'll take too long, never get you gone. Keep you running back again. Give them what they want. Give them what they say. Anything they can suck. Suck around me. Drop a dime to the DOA. Tell a tag, drive, go some fuck. Keep a bring on my own, cause the night is long. Little better could use the love. Give them what they want. Give them what they say. Anything they can't suck. Suck red on me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Dance to dead me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Death at night. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Dance to dead me. Fuck your mind, go get your life. A little fucking on this last night until you won't back again. It'll take too long, never get you gone. Give you running back again. Give them what they want. Give them what they say. And I find they can't suck. Suck red or lay. Drop a dime to the DOA. Tell a tag, John, go some fuck. Keep up on your mind, cause the night is long. Little better could use the love. Give them what they want. Give them what they say. And I find they can't suck. Suck red or lay. Whoa, 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 dance it deadly. Whoa, 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 death at night. Whoa, 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 dance it deadly. Fuck your mind, go get your life. Whoa, 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 dance it deadly. Whoa, 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 death at night. Whoa, 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 dance it deadly. Fuck your mind, go get your life tonight.
Affenschwanz.
Like living in another country, no one listens, no one wants to know. Another country. Another country. It's like living in another country, it's all ugly and it's all for show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You're a very nice man.
I am.
But you can't tile.
Can't tile for shit.
So I'm going to do that song again that we were doing during the last song.
Okay.
Tell your mama and your papa. Bow down, 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 down. Sometimes good guys just can't tile. Bow, 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 bow. Anyway, have you got I want to talk about Heavy Ball.
Okay.
Heavy Ball, who we couldn't work out where they were from, they further muddied the waters, Tony.
Okay.
Couldn't work out whether they were from Durham or Nottingham, whether from Northumberland, I think, or Nottingham, or the lakes, somewhere up north or Nottingham.
Hmm.
But anyway, turns out the manager's from up north, they're from Nottingham, but guess what?
What's that?
They all live in London.
Oh.
So they're a London-based band. After all that, they're just traveling, they're going to end up in the sea. They go much further south, you're going to end up rocking on a boat.
Heavy ball.
Heavy anyway, ball. They're calling themselves. I haven't heard this before. I've heard of ska, and I've heard of Two Tone, and I've heard of ska punk, but I've never heard of New Tone.
No.
And they're calling themselves New Tone. What an excellent title. It does fit. They are a tiny little bit different from Two Tone, a little bit different from ska punk, and I think that's a very good title for them. Well done, Heavy Ball. Loving your work. Tony, what is Heavy Ball's website?
Heavyball.co.uk?
Heavyball.net. Ha! Paulie B. Hiddens, Net 3, Tony 2. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week. More gigs at the 12 Bar. Do check it out. It's on Denmark Street in London. So do check it out. Do sign a petition if you haven't already.
Don't keep going on about the petition. They would have done it by now.
There you go. This Friday, Billy Staples, Swift, Static, Reptile, the November 5, and more acts to be announced. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
Friday. Is it the November 5 or the November 5th, I wonder?
It's this is the November 5.
The November 5 is a very good name for a band. I like that.
Yeah. How much would you pay to see them all?
I'd pay November 6.
It is £6. It is. Saturday night. Anarchist Wood. 1,000 Scars, Wrapped in Plastic, Unstoppable Achievers, and 3 Stone Monkey.
So this is another one of them little acoustic-y, quiet, folky nights.
Oh, yeah. There. It's a London Calling night.
Brilliant. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Always great. London Calling nights are great.
But Saturday evening, how much do you think that will be?
I'm going to go £6.
It is £6.
Yeah, excellent.
Nothing on Sunday. So Monday night, 1st of September, Sverdlov and more.
That's easy for you, though.
Sverdlov. Sverdlov.
Sverdlov. I reckon you've got that about right there.
Sverdlov. Sverdlov. And more. Who knows what that's going to be about? How much do you think Monday evening?
Oh, you've got me there, Tone. Do you know what? I'm going to be a bit controversial here.
Okay.
I'm going to go £5.
It is £5.
Oh, yes. 665 across the road from the Beast.
That's right.
Right in through his kitchen window. You wonder what the Beast cooking today. Oh, the Beast. What do you think the Beast would be cooking today, Tony?
He's probably having a toasty.
A toasty, do you think? Do you think he just throws it down a hill and waits for it to pop back up again? he could well be having a Jesus toasty. Who knows? That's a very good idea, Tony. You're a very funny man. So that's it, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
And we've already done the singing. Where am I? What am I doing?
Yeah, we've got to sing again, and then we're on to the next song.
We do sing again. All right. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a while. Next band up, The Arrogance, Tony. Where do you think they're from?
London?
Lille.
Ah.
Northern France's finest teenagers. Northern France's finest teenage garage sensation, should I say. They brought out a new EP, and this is one of the songs off it. And mate, these kids rock, Tone.
Okay, cool.
Again, out on Dirty Water Records. We've had 3 releases from them, one at the end of the show as well. What is The Arrogance Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Arrogance.
It is indeed. It's The Arrogance, as in A-R-R-O-G-A-N-T-S. So, Paulie being in set 3, Tony 3, this is How Funny, Mr. Devil. Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
For this bit, I've got down, I've just put down, this week, shit gets real.
Yeah.
So what are you doing this week?
Well, I'm laying tiles.
You
I've
are?
22 to beat. I reckon I'm going to do at least 30 tomorrow.
Do you?
Mm.
You think you're going to up the pace?
Definitely.
You're going to set yourself a challenge?
Yeah.
You just bonzer yourself.
Got to do the bucket as well.
What, sorry?
I've been nominated for this bucket thing.
Oh, I have. I'm just ignoring it. I'm not doing that rubbish.
No.
You can't do it. You haven't got the floor tile.
I've got buckets.
As you, and I can't do it. I live in a flat. The pool downstairs now will get drenched and cold.
That's true.
I'm not doing that ice bucket rubbish. I'm sick of seeing it.
It's everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, and people just trying to be ironically doing it or just get on with it. I saw that there was a good one that was when I was up in Edinburgh, but that was a proper in the pub, 4 a.m, both the managers getting fully ice bucketed up to the max, to the point where everyone in the pub ended up just doing ice, throwing ice at each other. It was absolute chaos. Absolutely typical Scottish. They just went completely overboard on it, leathered on whiskey.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'll be avoiding ice buckets this week, Tony.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. Well, what are you up to then?
Oh, I just seem to have bills and things falling on my head and bad news and just stuff that I've managed to ignore for a month has come back to haunt. And I've got a post I don't want to open.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know it's going to be bad news and I don't want to open it. If you'd like to open my post, why not send me an email saying, I'd like to come out and open your post and deal with it. To poorlybeatpunkyradio.com and I'll let you deal with it. I don't like looking at it at all.
Really?
I did have a gig. I was going to do my last ever music set in a stand-up club this Saturday. I've decided after 20-odd years to put the guitar down and just MC and muck about. I can't be bothered to carry it around anymore, quite frankly. I'm a bit of a silver fox on the old thing now. It does look like your granddad's trying to play a few punk songs. So I thought I'd put it down. And so I thought after 20-odd years of doing stand-up comedy, I'd make my last show this one that's in Bournemouth this Saturday, that is a Stags and Hens night that's notoriously difficult to play. And if you do well, you feel like a king. And if you don't, it doesn't matter.
Right. Right.
And I spoke to the guy who runs the gig. I said, you do realise it's going to be my farewell gig? And he went, yeah, but what if it goes really well? I said, I'll put it down as ending on a high, my friend. It's not going to make me want to do anything else. Anyway, it's been cancelled and I'm getting paid. Oh, so it's my last ever gig. I'm not going to do my last ever gig. And I'm going to get paid for it. So that will hopefully pay one of the bills. Because it's going to save me on petrol as well. So it's
yeah.
So what a way to end your career, effectively. I mean, I'll still be doing all the things I do now.
Mm.
I just won't be going to other people's clubs and getting up and doing 20-minute, half-hour sets with a guitar around my neck. That's all that's changed.
Okay.
That's all that's changed. So, yeah, and I won't even be bowing out. It's just not happening anymore.
Ah.
Probably not a bad thing. I can just pretend it went really well. That'd be
well, it did go very well. You got paid.
Incredibly.
You did nothing.
Mate, I've done some gigs I haven't been paid for. So anyway, I think it's redressing the balance in the universe a little bit. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing this week. I'm getting on with stuff. I'm going to get on with the next song. Can we do that?
Yep.
Let's just bang it straight out, Tony. Lucifer Star Machine, Hold Me Down. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lucifer Star Machine, a track from their latest album, which actually came out last year. It's ever so good. And that was the first track on the album. Find out more about them, and you do want it. It's a great website. You need to go to Lucifer Star Machine's website, which is...
LuciferStarMachine.co.uk?
No, LuciferStarMachine.com. Well, he'd be in step four, Tony, three. Oh, if Steve was here right now, he'd be tutting.
He would, wouldn't he?
He would. He'd be blaming me for everything. Anyway, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Oh.
No. So,
they're just saying.
As we say, yeah, people are maybe on holiday or something, but, then again, they certainly did listen to last week's show from the past, so...
That's right.
No excuses. Get in touch.
Not really.
I need your twat nominations. I can't continue the feature without you emailing me. And it takes your butt a moment. And clearly there are people in the world who do deserve twatting. If the Ice Bucket Challenge can go so far across the world that quickly, I'm sure the twat thing can catch
I can
on.
Twat Wizard Bird with pleasure.
Oh, definitely.
Actually.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? For those of you who are new listeners to the show that don't know how this thing works, what we do is, Tony, can you just remind them again?
Yeah, I just need to know the twat's name. The reason for the nomination and the location. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. Can be anyone, can be someone you know, something you've seen, anything. Just email me And all tracks to you for thanks.
Now, I don't know the name of the Wizz Air ground crew woman that ruthlessly took 45 euros off me today for no other reason than she could. So I'm just going to have to make up her name in Hungarian.
Okay.
All right, but you ready for this, yeah?
Yeah.
So, Smirnov Yun Smirnov of Wizz Air ground crew, Budapest Airport, for charging me 45 euros just to put a bag on a plane when I got sat down next to the fattest fuck ever next to me, whose combined weight was about half the rest of it. I'm sure the plane had a lean on the way over. Yeah, that's it. For doing that to me, basically, Tony,
it's a twat.
It's as easy as that. I messed up my own twat there, but I wasn't that smooth.
But it is that simple.
It is that simple. That's email Tony with your twats. Anyone who's pissed you off, anywhere at all, big, small, however it is, let's know about it. We've had some crackers. We had Putin, didn't we, 1 week?
We did Putin.
We had Vladimir Putin 1 week, and we had Uncle Randy the next.
You know, Uncle Randy, probably the most infamous twat we ever had.
Uncle Randy became a soap twat. It was a soapy twat. It went on. It continued. It rumbled on. Uncle Randy's twat rumbled on, didn't it?
He was retwatted, yeah.
He was retwatted more than once by different members of the family from different states, if I remember rightly.
Yes.
I wonder if you type in Uncle Randy and twat, you get our show.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Anyway, I'll tell you what would surprise me, Tony.
What's that?
If MFC Chicken brought out a new album. And they have done.
Huh?
I'm surprised. Brilliant. MFC Chicken, one of my favourite live bands to come out of London in the last year or two. None of whom are from London, I don't think. The drummer might be. Fabulous new album called Solid Gravy. All originals from what I can gather, or mostly. And a really great song to finish this week's show, Tony. Listen very carefully to the lyrics. They shall sing these only once. Listen very carefully to the lyrics. They're very, very funny. What I want to know is, Tony, what is MFC Chicken's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/MFC Chicken?
It is. Huh? It's Tony Four, Paulie being the Internet Four, and this is Get Out of the DJ Booth.
Baby. out by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about it for this week's show. That was MFC Chicken and Get Out of the DJ Booth. Fancy wanting to play Rihanna and Elton John. How ridiculous. Who wants to do that ever? Not me, that's for sure, mate. Yeah, that's about it. Make sure that you download... what do I normally say here, Tony? I just let you do it, don't I?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Here's Tony.
Yeah, please do don't forget to tune in to the various radio stations that do carry the show. They are the Internet Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk Radio. And finally, Radio Andra. Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE. Check them all out, along with the carriers and many other great shows. Do check them.
I forgot to tell you about Ragweed as well.
Oh.
Well, that'll have to wait, won't it?
Yeah, be honest with
you. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunch of guns!